151.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it like a B flat?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Maddie Alrich, and I'm the costume designer for.
Hi, my name's Annie Saunders, and I am creating the wreck with my team.
And I'm Lynn Lemonhaw, and I am the set designer and costume designer.
I'm actually a visual artist in a performing arts.
I'm Kate Fry, and I'm the scenographer.
My name is Missy Mazzoli, and I'm the composer.
I'm Royce Fabric, and I am the librettist for the opera Proving Up.
High art quality of it. It's really great.
The capacity for invention.
I'll be designing the costumes and the space, the environment.
When you're dealing with a living composer and all these living collaborators, no wonder opera is viewed as this art form where everything meets.
My name is Lillian Snortland with Opera Omaha. I'm excited to announce the launching of a brand new podcast called Making Magic, featuring conversations with artists and artistic leaders of Omaha coming in 2019. While we wait, we'll explore where Opera Omaha has been with these breadcrumbs from the past. In the following, scenic designer Julia Nulam-Mehat discusses Opera Omaha's production of Così fan tutte from 2017.
I am the production designer. I feel like my job is, I'm actually a visual artist in a performing arts format. Production design is providing another layer to the context of the production. The premise of the story is Don Alfonso, he does this wager with two gentlemen, and they basically bet that their girlfriends are not going to cheat on them. It's incredibly funny because there's a lot of little jokes. I love digging into a piece with the director and talking about the story and how we want the audience to feel, and I think working in opera right now is very exciting. Part of the process is going through the score with the director, and then from that we kind of build a white model because it's really like a sketch but a 3D version of it. And then we discuss, is this achieving what we want? What are the challenges? The next step is doing the color version, and then it becomes a tool in the rehearsal room so that the singers who, you know, really do not get to be on the set until we are actually, you know, in tech, it helps them see everything. There are a lot of surprises throughout the show. We wanted to punctuate the comedy. So in this case, it's setting it into a nightclub. Our nightclub actually has a possibility to transform itself depending on the mood. And because it's a nightclub, it can also light up in all kinds of different ways. But we also have cocktail waitresses in the show. Their dresses are made out of fiber optics, so they will glow too. And then we kind of infused a little bit of the Miami vibe in it because we wanted the chorus to be very vibrant. So we actually have 24 singers that are, you know, inhabiting this space as well. Everybody has become an individual, so we've created for each one of them a job description, why they're at the nightclub, which I think is gonna bring even more richness to the storytelling. I think a lot of companies now see the importance of integrating new energy into the pieces. And why I fell in love with opera, for me, it's kind of like the Olympics of the art form, because it's the best singing. You know, you have all the visual spectacles. You often have dance. Obviously, the music is a big part of opera. And so kind of all this together, I totally fell in love with it.